Today's chapter is Yeshayah Perek Nun Chet, chapter 58. This is a prophecy, this is a chapter which is entirely contained within the Haftarah of Yom Kippurim, the Haftarah we read on Yom Kippur morning, and it deals with the idea of what is an appropriate fast. It consists of the prophet speaking to the people and the people responding, well, we are fasting, why is God not answering us? And here the prophet attempts to explain what is the nature of an appropriate fast. Kira v'garon al tachsoch, kashofar harem kolecha, v'haged la'ami pish'am, ulvet ya'akov chatotam. Call in your throat, call in a deep throaty voice, do not hold back. Raise your voice like a shofar, and tell my people their sin, the house of Jacob their iniquity. Let people know what they have done wrong. What have they done wrong? They don't really think they've done anything wrong. Pasuk Bet 2. Ve'oti yom yom yidroshun v'da'at racha yechpatsun kigoy asher tzedaka asa u'mishpat elokav lo azav. They seek me each day. They want to know my ways, like a nation who has done righteousness, and the laws of its God has not abandoned. Yish'aluni mishpatei tzedek, kirvat elokim yechpatzun. They ask me about laws of righteousness. They desire closeness to God. And the people are in effect saying, well, we really do want to be close to God. We are seeking out God. Pasuk Gimel. Lamat samnu velo ra'ita, ininu nafshenu velo teda. Why have we fasted you haven't seen? We have afflicted our souls and you haven't known. Why are you, God, not paying attention to our fasts? The answer is here in Pasuk Gimel. Hen b'yom tzomchem timtzu'u chefetz, v'chol atzavechem tingosu. On the day of your fast, you find that which you want. And what is that which you want? You demand repayment for all of your objects. The Radak, the words atzavechem tingosu are quite difficult. The Radak understands them as a reference to atzavechem as a reference to mammon, to monetary property, personal property on objects. Tingosu, the demand repayment. People have lent out objects, and what they do on the fast days, when they all gather together, in the fast day davening. They make sure that they get repaid of their objects. In other words, they're focused on the material and focused on getting back from other people what they've lent out. Hen l'riv u'matza tatsumu u'lahakot be'egrof resha. What is your real purpose in fasting? Your real purpose in fasting is to fight with your friends over the property that you claim from each other. Hen l'riv u'matza tatsumu u'lahakot be'egrof resha. And you want to beat each other up with wicked fists. Lo tatsumu chayom lahashmia bamarom kolchem. You don't fast in order to have your voice heard in the heavens. The purpose of fasting is not to call out to God, but to get even with your friends on issues of payment owed. Hachaze yetzom evcharehu yom anot adam nafsho. Is this the kind of fast that I desire, the day of a person afflicting their soul? Halachof ka'agmon rosho v'sak va'efer yatzia. Halazeti kratzom v'yorm ratzon l'ashem. Is this the kind of fast that I desire, the day of a person afflicting his soul? Is it to bend your head over like a broken needle and wear sackcloth and ashes? Is this the kind of fast is this what you will call a fast and a day of desire for Hashem? Is it just about wearing the appropriate clothing and bowing your head down? No. Pasuk Vav. Halo zet som evchareil. This is what I'd call a real fast. This is the fast that I call a real fast day. Pateach chartzubot resha, hater agudot mota. Open up the tied up acts of wickedness. release the yokes, the tied up yokes, the idea that people are, if not physically, then at least metaphorically, tying up their fellow man in bonds and shackles of debt and of slavery. V'shalach ritzutzim chofshiyim v'chomotah tenateku, and let all those broken ones go free, and all the yokes you shall release. The yoke is an idea of one person being enslaved to another, one person being supreme over another. It is reflected in practical terms in people owing each other money and people going into debt servitude, being sold as slaves for debt, and the idea that one has to be a little bit forgiving, one has to be forgiving of debt, one has to be able to say to other people, okay, you owe me money, but I have to try to allow you to release yourself from your debt and not to continue in your debt servitude so that you can have a life too. Furthermore, not only is it's not enough just to say, okay, you don't owe me money, one has to start off life with something. Pasuk Zayin, Halo faros la ra'ev lachmecha, va'aniyim merudim tavivait. Ought you not, here's halo, should you not split your bread with the poor, with the hungry? Paros is literally to slice your bread, slice some for you and some for the hungry person. Va'aniyim merudim tavivait. Bring home the moaning poor. Bring the moaning poor into your own house. Ki tireh arom v'chisito. When you see someone naked, give him clothing, cover him. Umi b'sarcha lo tit'alam. And do not ignore your own flesh. The idea here that another individual is one's own flesh. One shares a link of kinship with every other individual, and one therefore has to be concerned to provide for them, even if they're not actually a member of one's family. What is the reward for this type of behavior? Pasuk Chet, az yibaka kashachar orecha, va'aruchatcha mehera titzmach. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will grow very quickly, your healing will flourish quickly. V'halach lefanecha tzidkecha, kvod Hashem ya'asvecha. Your righteousness will go before you, the image here is the image of the Anan and the Anan in the desert, the Anan going before the Jewish people. Here your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of God will be in the rear of your camp. Kvod Hashem Ya'asvecha, here the word Ya'asvecha, God's honor, will be the Me'asef, the last member of the camp, sort of the Jews proceeding. Again, this idea we find several times in these prakim, the Jews on the road, in front of them their righteousness, and as a reward for their righteousness, the glory of God is part of their march, recreating the march from Mitzrayim to Eretz Israel, in which the Anan goes before the Jewish people, the Anan which represents Kvod Hashem. Here Kvod Hashem is also part of that march, gathering up the Jewish people as they march forward. God's presence is expressed not only in the Kvod Hashem, but also in a very practical sense discussed in Pasuk Tet. Remember, the whole discussion began with the question of what is a real fast day? Why is God not answering us? Pasuk Tet, if you will in fact act in a way that's appropriate in terms of Ben Adam L'Chaverot, if you will free people from debt and share with them your property, then Az Tikra V'Hashem Ya'aneh, then you will call out and God will answer you. Tishava v'yomar hineni. You will scream out, and God will say, hineni, I am here, I am ready to answer you. Im tasir mitachacha mota, shlach etzba v'daber aven. If you remove from your midst these yokes, mota, shlach etzba, pointing fingers, v'daber aven, and speaking evil. The pointing fingers here is this idea of accusatory actions towards other people. This is a lesser type of sin, but even that has to be removed if you want God to answer you. You have to break the yokes, stop pointing fingers at each other, and stop speaking of sin. You have to furthermore not only remove evil, but actually do good. Pasuk Yud. V'tafek l'ra'ev nafshecha, v'nefesh na'ana tasbia. You have to give the hungry one you have to bring out your own soul for the hungry one. You have to speak in a way that's kind and considerate towards the hungry person. It's not enough to actually just give them things. You have to actually show act kindness towards them. V'nefesh na'ana tasbia, and an afflicted soul, you will fill it. V'zarach b'choshech orecha v'afelatcha katzohorayim. Your light will shine in the darkness. Your darkest hours will be like the noontime. You will have light, perpetual light, in return for the way that you're treating the hungry and afflicted people. In other words, the act of being kind to other human beings will result in divine grace, in God sending you light as a sign of His presence. V'nachacha Hashem tamid v'hispia b'tzachtzachot nafshecha v'atzmotecha yachalitz. God will guide you always. He will satiate the thirstiness of your throat, and He will heal your bones. V'hayita kigan rave uchmotza mayim asher lo yechazivu meimav. And you will be like a satiated garden, like a source of water whose waters will never fail. You will be like a continuously a brilliant stream who continues to give forth water. You will never be thirsty, you will never be dry, you will never be lacking in anything, because you have given, God will give to you. Uvanu mimcha chorvot olam, mosadei dor vador tekomem, v'kora lecha goder peretz, meshovev nitivot lashavet. The overall idea of this pasuk, not only will you find that you will be in a brilliant stream, but also cities will be built as a result of your actions. You will reestablish yourself in Eretz Yisrael, and the cities and towns that were destroyed will be rebuilt. Uvanu mimcha chorvot olam, towns that were desolate for many years will be rebuilt through you. Mosdei dor vador tekomem, the foundations which were from antiquity, you will reestablish. V'kodralecha goder peretz mishovev mitivot lashavet. You will be called the rebuilder of fences, one who returns roads to be inhabited. And the Targum here on Meshovev Netivot Lashavet, who returns the evil ones to the ways of Torah. Radak is playing on the idea of Shovav going after one's own. The Targum is playing on the idea of Shovav going after one's own heart, and here understands these words as referring to returning the evil ones to the Torah. Literally, though, Pshat Meshovev Netivot Lashavet, returning roads to be to be areas of habitation, returning the roads to be places where people walk along and are therefore safe. The parak concludes with two final psukim, which relate specifically to the act of keeping Shabbat. Interestingly, the whole parak has dealt with the importance of bin adam lechavero, and here in the final verses of the parak, we have the idea of keeping Shabbat as a central motif in this parak. The question of how is Shabbat connected to Ben Adam L'Chavero Mitzvot. We've seen elsewhere in the Navi, most notably in chapter 55-56, that these two ideas are related. Shabbat is a centerpiece of man's relationship with God, and kindness towards others is, of course, the centerpiece of man's relationship with other human beings. Pasuk Yugimel, Im Tashiv Mi Shabbat Vaglecha, Asot Chafatzecha Biyom Kodshi, Vekarata La Shabbat Oneg, Nikdosh Hashem Mechubad, Vichibarto Me Asot Rechecha, Mimtzo Chafatzecha Vedaber Davar. Pasuk Yudalad, Az Titanag Al Hashem, Virkavtich Al Bamote Aretz, Vahachalticha Nachalat Yaakov Avicha, Ki Pi Hashem Diber. If you will cause your foot to stay at home on Shabbat, in other words, you will not violate the rules of Shabbat by walking long distances, if you will refrain from doing your from fulfilling your desires on my holy day, in other words, from doing business on my holy day, v'karata la Shabbat oneg l'kudosh Hashem mechubad, if you call Shabbat a day of pleasure, you call that which is holy to God, that's a reference to Shabbat, mechubad, an honored day, if you call Shabbat an honored day, You honor it from by not walking on your ways, by not doing your desires, by not speaking things that are not relevant for Shabbat. If you will do all these things, then Pasuk Yudalit, if you will call Shabbat Oneg, then God will reward you. Az tit anag al Hashem, then you will be pleasurable to God. On the play on words here, if you call Shabbat a pleasurable day, then you will be pleasurable to God. And what is the further reward? V'yir kavticha b'amotei aretz, I will place you on the heights of the land. V'ha'achalticha nachalat Yaakov avicha, I will feed you the inheritance of Yaakov your father, because the mouth of God has spoken. The idea, how can one inherit the land? One can inherit the land by means of keeping the Shabbat. It is the Shabbat that ensures here the inheritance of the land. This is an interesting idea, and is an interesting close to the Haftarah for Yom HaKippurim.